Now we're joined by Wade Billington, the Salisbury girls basketball coach. And coach, just like everybody else, you're in the same boat. Bad weather, didn't get any games in this week. Did you have a chance to practice or meet with your girls any?
Yeah, we were able to have practice on Monday and Tuesday. We only had a one-game week this week, and we had practice Monday, Tuesday, and then had an early dismissal there on Wednesday, so we weren't able to practice then. But then we had an open gym yesterday and got the girls in the gym and were able to get together and get some shots up and do some things yesterday, and then didn't have school again today. So we were supposed to play Hallsville tonight, and then that got pushed back to tomorrow night. So we just went ahead and took the day off, and you know, hopefully it'll keep the girls fresh and they'll be ready to go.
Well, looking forward, if the weather cooperates, looks like you're going to have a busy few weeks when you be in the Sturgeon tournament next week. Is that correct?
Yeah. So Hallsville tomorrow, and then we'll play Monday, Wednesday, and Friday down at the Sturgeon tournament, and then we'll actually follow that the following week. We've got another one-game week there on Thursday, and then we do the we'll make up the championship game of our tournament on February 8th there against Norburn.
Yeah, so your team's really got a lot to play for and, you know, need to be ready. What are some things you feel like your girls need to work on to get ready, not only for that Sturgeon tournament, but for the Glasgow game and then the game against a very good Norburn Pirate team?
Well, you know, I think just for us, just kind of getting back into a flow and back into a rhythm, you know, going to having one game a week and then not, you know, we're not going to have play for 9 days. You know, so I think just trying to get back into flow, getting into a routine. You know, we've been hitting a lot of things with rebounding and, you know, just really trying to clean up some little things on defensive end and working on some transition offense things where I feel like that we can, you know, improve and maybe get some more easy buckets in transition.
And in this stretch, like you talked about, how do you keep your girls mentally prepared whenever they don't play for 9 days or whatever? How do you keep them ready and on their toes whenever they do get on the floor again?
Well, you know, I think that's something these girls do a really good job of. You know, we've got a lot of girls that they've played a lot of, whether it's basketball, softball. You know, they played a lot of sports, and you know, they kind of understand. And you know, I was really pleased with the, you know, the turnout yesterday, and I thought they were sharp in what we did yesterday. So I think that, you know, we're to the point in time in the season that they're ready for games, and you know, I think that we'll be checked in when we go into ball games, and you know, we're kind of at that point in the year that you know, being able to get out and compete, kind of where they're at.